Good morning. My guest this morning is Rebel Fagan from Occupy Sonoma County. Is that right?
That's right. Okay. Thank you very much for having us on.
Thank you, Rebel.
Nice to be here.
So what we are talking about is, well, here's a question that you ask at the beginning of this this little piece of paper that I got here. And it says, is global climate disruption happening to us or for us?
That's our choice with what we want to do with it. It's like the difference between a learning handicap and a learning difference. It's all how you choose to define it.
Right. Okay.
Now, we have wonderful opportunities here to restructure our death-based fossil fuel economy into one that is life-affirming and supports people's existence. The root of climate change comes down to the economic system and a belief that came out in the mid-17th century that nature is a machine and it is ours to beat and tame into submission.
That's right.
That gets us into a lot of trouble.
Right. Now, we are stewards, we are told.
Yes, exactly. We are part of nature, not apart from nature.
Yeah.
And as that, as stewards, we have a responsibility. Bottom line is life. Little gray-green pieces of paper are not the bottom line. They're an illusion.
Right.
Now, so what we have here, it's like the Chinese word for crisis. That's the one I was looking for. It's a compound of danger and opportunity.
Uh-huh.
And so what we have here is an opportunity for restructuring from abandoning fossil fuels, nuclear energy. And to help do that, we have some people coming in who really know what they're talking about. We've got Ron Jacoby from Our Green Challenge, people from 350.org, who are also putting together a national march on the 29th, and the Citizens Climate Lobby. So we'll have a panel of presenters between 7 and 9 at the Peace and Justice Center, 467 Sebastopol Avenue, not Sebastopol Road in Roseland,
right,
but by Juilliard Park. And our teach-ins have been doing very well. You see, Occupy, after it made the headlines and all that, people thought, oh, it just disappeared. But what happened is it became a lot of localized direct action campaigns. For example, Occupy Sacramento stopped a Monsanto garden from going in, open air garden at that, next to organic gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Occupy Our Homes, which was Santa Rosa based, helped people not have their homes taken away from them from fraudulent mortgages. Our focus has been primarily on education and environmental work, especially with GMOs.
Excellent. So who's invited?
Everybody and anybody can come to this thing. It's free.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we'd like donations. We'll have a plant sale,
sure,
which is a pay-as-you-go, and a seed exchange.
That's a good way to get donations, actually.
Well, also, we can also get good seeds out and good food out to people way, too. And if you have good seeds, you bring them. Exchange with your neighbors. Help make us a stronger community, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build a community that's resilient, can change when change comes, and can adapt to the changes that are coming towards us.
So really what you're saying is much the same as James Gore said to me just a few minutes ago, that we can't depend upon Washington, D.C. We can't depend on the Beltway for anything. We've got to do it ourselves.
Absolutely.
Great.
Can I leave some contact information? Because you should have this available for people.
You sure can.
We can get more information at 877-6650 or online at OccupySonomaCounty.org.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, Rebel.
Sure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org.